We're heading into another weekend without sports. There should be baseball, hockey, basketball. The Masters golf tournament would have teed off today, but of course COVID-19 canceled it all. Still, we like to talk to Mike Pesca, so we're going to talk sports anyway. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, how's the macrame going?
It is good. I have a lot of crafting projects. I'm doing scrapbooking. This is the new sports.
Well, as you know, President Trump held a conference call with a lot of the sports commissioners last Saturday, and here's what he said after that call.
They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. Their sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon.
Well, of course, everybody wants to, but that's not really a reality, is it, Mike?
No, it's not. And as with not just sports, but the economy as a whole, he talked about certain dates, Easter, and then later said that this was aspirational. I can't see those statements as being anything other than aspirational. And when members of the media got in touch with the unions of the players involved, so it's nice to talk to owners, but of course, the players who play the sports, all the unions were extremely skeptical about this actually happening because they're worried about the health of their own members, their members' families, and the public at large.
Right. You don't want to wipe out an entire arena of fans. But what about the plan being discussed for baseball? It would be a quarantine for all 30 teams. They'd go to the Phoenix area. They'd be quarantined there. And they'd have the games in empty ballparks, but they'd be televised. How's that sounding?
Yeah, this is a plan that maybe when you first hear it, because the Cactus League or that version of spring training, there's a lot of stadia where you could play the games. Of course, you don't even need stadia if there's no fans there. You can just play on any ballpark with decent dimensions. So it seemed at first, oh, maybe this is just crazy enough to work. But upon closer inspection, it seems like it's just crazy. First of all, 3,000 players, that would be players and team officials. You know, how do you guarantee that a quarantine would work and that one or two people don't get exposed and then spread it to everyone else? And then the other part is money. So players would want to do this if they got full pay, but owners, off the record, talking to journalists, have said, well, we're not going to pay them their full salary where we wouldn't be getting 40% of our income, which is roughly the amount they get from selling tickets and in-stadium sales and so forth. It's not all the TV money. There seems to be so many just question marks or questionable details of this plan. I can't possibly see it working. And it doesn't seem like the players and owners are on the same page, to say nothing of the epidemiologists.
Well, you know, at this point, more than 88,000 people have died around the world. And some might say, why are we even talking? Yes, we like Mike Pesca, but why even spend time on it? And I would think that one of the answers would be sports has something to do with the human spirit. You know, the Red Sox playing after the Boston bombing, you know, it has something to do with symbolizing for everybody that we can get back up.
Yeah, it's the greatest expression of community there is. And we touch each other more at a sporting event than any kind of event we go to. And I just saw a statistic that since the outbreak, there have been 874 televised sports that have been canceled. I mean, that is just a tremendous amount of programming, entertainment, things to watch, nonfiction, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a huge hole in the national consciousness without sports. And the last thing is, when they closed down the NBA, that's when it made it real for a lot of people. And I think sports coming back will make it real that, you know, maybe we've turned a corner on the epidemic.
Yeah, help people stay home. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.